Indianapolis. We're going to go to New York.
All right. Special tribute from the United Nations and Yoko Ono.
Hello, my name is Scott Muni, and welcome to Imagine All the People. You are about to be part of the largest broadcast event in history. I'm speaking to you from the United Nations building in New York City. In just a few moments, Yoko Ono Lennon will step up to a podium and deliver a brief message in honor of John Lennon's 50th birthday. That message and John's song, Imagine, will be heard simultaneously on over 1,000 radio stations in more than 130 countries. We estimate that more than 1 billion people will share in this global media event. It's difficult to describe the mood in the room now. Hundreds have gathered here to be part of this extraordinary occasion. We have celebrities, United Nations diplomats and delegates, friends of John and Yoko, special guests, and of course, many of John's fans as well. All of us are here because of the words, music, and dream of John Lennon. We've gathered to remember and celebrate a man whose song still resonates in our hearts. Wherever you are listening throughout the world, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, here to introduce Yoko Ono, Mrs. Marcela Perez de Cuellar.
Dear Yoko, welcome to this House of Peace, the United Nations, which since the end in 1945 of the most terrible war in history has kept alive the dream that you and John Lennon cherish, that all the people in the world can live together in tolerance and peace. John would have been 50 years old today. I am pleased that your search for a special place to remember him has brought you here. The world is waiting for your message, John, and for his.
People of Earth, how are you? How's life been for you? I hope it will get easier and easier for us. Today would have been the 50th birthday of my husband, John Lennon. His spirit still lives in all of us whose lives have been touched by him. I would like us to remember and celebrate his birthday as a day of love, because he was a man of love, and because love is much needed at this time in our lives. We are at the threshold of the 21st century. Our dreams and aspirations are coming true in a big way in so many directions. Still, life continues to be difficult for most of us. But remember, war is over if you want it. They say that the darkest hour is just before the dawn. We face the dawning of the age of wisdom through the lingering darkness. In celebration of John's life, let's use our power of dreaming. Let's dream of trees growing in abundance, birds flying in clear air, fish swimming in clear water, and our children living in joy. Let's dream of men and women feeling good together and people embracing each other regardless of their creed and religion. Let's dream of all races praising one another in the knowledge that the differences are what makes the human race. Together, we are a whole. Only together we can make it, and we will. Bless us all for being alive. Bless us all for knowing what could be. Bless us all for wanting goodness, health, and love. Bless us all for forgiving our past mistakes. Bless us all for holding the power of unity. And bless us all for keeping our dreams alive. For a dream we dream alone is only a dream. But the dream we dream together is reality. Happy birthday, John. The world is wiser today for having shared a time with you.
We're a family, you know. There's Yoko and I married, and we have a child. And we want that child to have a good future. You have the power, you know. You have the vote. Just show your neighbors that you're trying to be peaceful, however hard it is. It's hard for us all. Just pass the word about it. Just give it a thought, you know. Just have one word, peace in the window. And even if you don't exactly know why you're putting it in the window, it can't harm you. Then you'd come across other people that have put peace in the window. They were hoping for peace, you know, and that we were all together on this thing. We all want peace, whatever sort of job we have. But on a local level, you can do a lot, you know. You really can. And all we've got to say is, just think of your children, you know. Do you want them to be killed or don't you? And that's the choice we have in front of us, war or peace.
Just been part of the largest media broadcast in history as we salute the memory of John Lennon on his 50th birthday. Imagine All the People was brought to you by Pollock Media Group. Special thanks to the United Nations, the Westwood One Radio Network, Celtech, Radio Express, Norwich Studios, Elliott Mintz, and Flagstation WNEW-FM. Live from New York, this is Scott Muni, and thank you for joining us. Happy birthday, John.
Q95.